Throughout the country, craft or microbreweries have been growing in popularity. The Brewers Association, a group promoting craft brewers, says nationwide the industry provided over 100,000 jobs and was worth about $14 million in 2013. Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell has proposed a bill to set standards for how these brewers distribute their beer. Stargell's bill allows brewers to sell 2,000 kegs worth of beer from their brewery. But for any production beyond that limit, there would be a 20% cap on at-brewery sales.
So it's not limiting to their growth. It gives them the opportunity to have less regulation as they go through the process of growth. But then when you get larger, you work with your distributors like everybody else does. But you still have that exemption of 20%, and that's for everybody from Anheuser-Busch all the way down to the smallest of breweries.
But fellow Republican Senator Jack Latval of Clearwater thinks differently.
I can tell you, in my printing business, I would hate, as small as I am, I would hate to have a statute that said when I grew to a certain level that I might threaten my competition, that then I would have to, the rules would change, and I would have to change the way I do business. And that's what this bill does.
Florida operates on a three-tier system. This means the brewer sells beer to a distributor who then turns around and sells it to a retailer, places like grocery and liquor stores. But distribution deals aren't always available or attractive for small brewers, and they often apply for licenses allowing them to sell their beer directly from the brewery. But this raises complications of its own. I went to a local brewery to discuss the current situation and how the legislation will impact their business.
I'm Byron Burroughs. I'm the owner of Proof Brewing Company.
Burroughs says the craft brewing industry has been pushing for legislative changes for years.
It's what happens every year. Except, you know, for the last few years, we come with a growler bill. So, you know, the goal is to just do away with the bottle sizes. The current bottle sizes, as everyone knows, are rather ridiculous. You can do a 32, a 128. I can sell you a 5-liter or 9-liter Belgian beer bottle, but I can't sell you a 64 like you can get in 47 other states.
But this year, Burroughs says, lobbying groups for major beer distributors have claimed the change would be detrimental to the three-tier system. In response, Stargell has crafted the 2,000 keg and 20% benchmarks. But Burroughs says these figures are arbitrary and don't really reflect the difference between craft and major brewers.
Our brewery on Tennessee Street, she actually misquoted us saying that we only did 462 kegs. We actually did almost 1,000 barrels out of that brewery. Anyone that's seen our brewery on Tennessee Street, it's about 500 square feet. It's tiny. Tiny, tiny system, tiny production capacity. So 1,000 barrels or 2,000 kegs of beer is really nothing.
The bill passed the Senate in a 30-10 vote. And Stargell says small brewers will still have the flexibility they need to grow.
That does no harm to the industry. It allows them to grow. It allows them to work in certainty of the law so that they can do everything they're doing now and more.
But in the rotunda after the vote, Latvala had this to say.
Well, I mean, I have a number of these small craft brewers in my district. They've been very successful. They're growing very fast. And now the big distributors are looking at them as a threat, so they want to try to stifle that growth. I just think that's wrong.
Latvala says the bill's passage doesn't square with the party's supposed outlook.
As a Republican, I'm supposed to be about, we're supposed to be, as Republicans, about free enterprise, about leaving the market alone, and, you know, we don't practice what we preach.
Latvala remains confident the House will not pass the bill. Burroughs, though, isn't quite so sure.
Well, but so far what I've seen this session is you have no idea what's going to happen. Between individual political agendas and motivations, what I have definitely learned is what makes sense or what's necessarily right is not really what's going to happen or pass a committee or possibly become law.
A similar bill in the House is at its final committee stop. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.